Montgomery County has been named one of the best places in the U.S. to live and retire by both Forbes magazine and CNNMoney.com. One of the reasons Montgomery County receives these accolades is its vibrant arts, humanities, and heritage community. The size of Rhode Island with 970,000 residents, Montgomery County is home to more than 350 cultural organizations and 1,200 artists and scholars who all call Montgomery County home. Today, we're talking with Shelley Williams of the Arts and Humanities Council of Montgomery County. Welcome, Shelley.
Good morning.
Shelley, that's a lot of cultural organizations in Montgomery County. Can you tell us a little bit about how your council supports them?
Sure. Since 1976, we've been focused on providing leadership that supports and sustains arts and humanities organizations, as well as individual artists and scholars. Equally important is our vision to inspire residents and visitors to participate in the county's rich cultural offerings. AHCMC does this by providing $4 million in grants each year to individuals, schools, civic organizations, and, of course, arts and humanities organizations. But we also do it by actively promoting and marketing cultural opportunities to our diverse and inclusive community.
How exactly does the council help organizations get the word out about their art and cultural offerings?
Two ways, really. The first is through our interactive website, doandgo.org, where the public can go and learn about unique events that are taking place. The second is through our community building efforts, where the Arts Council provides the creative community with opportunities to grow and expand their skills in marketing. In fact, we just announced the PR Plus Marketing Bootcamp, a two-part event series for cultural organizations who want to kick up their social media skills. Boot campers will learn tips from seasoned professionals and PR, and they'll also hear from a panel of local and national bloggers.
That sounds really interesting, Shelley. Can you tell us more about those two events? And I believe folks can go online to creativemoco.com/bootcamp for more information.
Well, the first event, Kicking Up Your Social Media, is February the 25th. And for this event, we're pulling out the social media toolbox, we're looking at trends, we're sharing advanced tips for a successful digital communication strategy that's going to complement the organization's already existing marketing plan. We're really thrilled to be working with PR guru Carrie Fox of CFox Communications, who's going to lead both sessions of the boot camp. Carrie's one of the up-and-coming stars of the DC marketing and PR area here, and we're really fortunate to have her join us on this program. She'll use real case studies that will help our participants develop a knockout digital strategy. In our second event, I'm really excited to tell you about that. It's the Arts and Humanities Bloggers Brunch on March 18th. And this is where the boot campers will hear from a panel of bloggers, including someone from USA Today, a parent in Silver Spring. So we're looking at the range of bloggers, mommy bloggers, and local and then national. Carrie Fox will be working on that as well. She's the moderator. And the campers will walk away with a better understanding of online media, what stories to pitch, who to pitch to, and how to go about it.
That's really interesting, that range of bloggers that folks will hear from. How do people register for both events?
For more information, go to creativemoco.com/bootcamp. You'll see a description of the events and also how to register. Early bird registration is going on until February the 18th, so register today to save, and you can save on both events by registering at once.
That sounds really great, Shelley. Thanks for sharing this with everybody. And if folks cannot attend both events, please do follow the discussion on Twitter. You can do so with #CreativeMoco. For more information, check out creativemoco.com/bootcamp.